The seasons are starting to change, and it may be a good time to make sure your house can make it through the winter. But doing home repairs can be time-consuming and expensive, especially if you don't have the financial resources to do those repairs. Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County is launching a home repair program this fall called A Brush with Kindness. It helps low-income people with simple home repair and maintenance like cleaning, yard work, painting, and weatherizing. Joining me now to talk about this more is Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County, Molly Greenlee. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Why is Habitat for Humanity doing this program?
Well, it's definitely a need that we've recognized within the community. And as Habitat for Humanity, we have the willingness and some of the resources to meet that need. So we're excited about it, getting the program started again.
How can you tell it's a need?
Well, you know, we receive requests from our neighbors. The Brush with Kindness program is really targeted at existing homeowners, so people who already own their home who just need help maintaining, usually the exterior. So it's kind of, the need is kind of a neighborhood revitalization effort. But yeah, we've just seen the need and people have contacted us to see if we can help in this way.
Who are you hoping to help with this program? You mentioned homeowners.
Yeah, so we always partner with homeowners, so they are contributing in some way, either with a portion of the cost or by supporting volunteers or enlisting volunteers to help. But yeah, we work with the homeowner, and then we kind of pull in people that are wanting to help Habitat with these projects. So we always need volunteers, and they can give us a call if that's something that interests them. These projects are generally lower skill level in terms of construction, so it volunteers can come and learn something along the way. It's not as intensive as our home build projects. So
why is it important to make home repairs like this, you know, especially the minor ones, something that you could feasibly, you know, not get around to doing? Is this, what's the importance of having these done?
Well, a lot of the homeowners that reach out to us for these kinds of repairs are elderly or have some physical limitation, so they just can't literally do it themselves. And then the financial costs can be extreme, even for some simple projects, to have some contracted work like cutting down limbs or removing a tree stump. It can get costly very quickly. But it's, you know, it's a benefit to the community to keep our neighborhoods looking nice. It brings more people into the community and kind of just is a way that we can show our pride for the Cortez area.
You started as executive director of Habitat about 5 months ago, right?
Yes, I'm a newbie.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe when you look at the housing situation in Cortez, what you see?
Yeah, I mean, so I can talk a little bit about the Habitat program in general. We started in 2008, and we've completed 3 home renovation projects so far in Cortez. We're about to finish our 4th home renovation project. So we've worked primarily renovating homes. So there's a lot of older homes that need some maintenance or in some cases, some really critical repair. And so our group has targeted existing homes in that way. And, you know, we think it's a service to low-income individuals and families that are looking to purchase a home. And so we're trying to make that a reality for them, something, an attainable goal. But we're also out to improve the community at large. And so, yeah.
What are the biggest challenges you see?
In terms of housing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I would say that we've struggled as an organization in having a greater impact. As I said, we're completing homes at about a rate of 1 per year. It's very labor intensive. And you know, we've been able to serve about 1 family per year, and we wish we could do more. So we're just a small piece of the puzzle, really. So I would say that the need is still out there, and we need to, as a community, keep exploring alternatives for different ways of meeting the housing shortage, alleviating poverty housing, and creating more opportunities for homeownership for local residents.
We've discussed some of the housing shortage here on KSJD previously. We've talked to Lori Knutson of the Bridge Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like from Habitat's perspective?
I mean, I'm sure I would echo some of the concerns that Lori has, that there's a general lack of affordable homes. I think the median cost for Southwest Colorado is still a bit above $200,000. Whereas the median income, although it's rising in this area, which is good, I think it's somewhere around $45,000. So if you look at, for average working families, that's still quite a crunch to be able to purchase a home. And there's all kinds of studies out there that show that safe housing, increases our well-being. Kids do better at school when there's security in their housing situation, and we can actually expect to live longer if we don't have that stress of finding new shelter repeatedly.
Getting back to the program you're doing for kind of minor home repairs, the Brush with Kindness program.
Correct.
You were talking about, how big of an impact do you hope this will have?
Well, we've set a goal of completing 5 A Brush with Kindness projects this year. So we're talking about our fiscal year, so between now and next June. And again, those projects can really vary. Sometimes it's as simple as kind of yard cleanup, maybe replacing a door or window. And sometimes they get a little bit more complex, like doing some weather stripping or weatherization. So each project is different, but we've committed to completing 5 projects with the help of volunteers. So along with our homeownership program, this is a way that we've found to increase our impact and also create opportunities for volunteer engagement throughout the year.
Molly Greenlee is Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Montezuma County. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.